Gas supplies for South Central are looking better going into this winter than they were last year, and there's new opposition and support for an export license for the ConocoPhillips Marathon liquefied natural gas plant in Cook Inlet, APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
ConocoPhillips and Marathon Oil drew immediate public opposition to its request for an extension of its export license this year. Since at the time the public comment period began, local utilities did not have enough delivery contracts for gas. Some legislative opposition arose with the request to export the 40 billion cubic feet of gas remaining under the old license. Governor Sean Parnell agreed in a letter to the U.S. Department of Energy, recommending a conditional approval that would, quote, show local gas needs are met, particularly during times of shortage, under terms that protect Alaskans' interests. Joe Balash, the administration's intergovernmental coordinator, specializes in energy issues. He says the governor's driving priority is that local needs are met for local use.
Progress is good, and we're encouraged, and think that before all is said and done, everything's going to be in a good place where we can keep the exports flowing in times of surplus and make sure that Alaskans' needs are met before all else.
However, Balash now says things are in place and the situation looks better. The solution has been civil rather than governmental. The civil solution happened in the last moments of the public comment period. Anchorage's gas utility, NSTAR, approved new contracts with ConocoPhillips that provides a non-firm supply of gas for South Central. Basically, it's a contractual agreement to divert gas from the export facility in times of high demand locally, with only the requirement that enough gas remain to protect the plant from technical damage. John Sims is with NSTAR.
As far as NSTAR's forecasted demand for 2011, we don't have everything contracted on a firm supply basis, but what we do have is we have five legitimate options for purchasing gas, and we need to find that source, then we'll utilize one of the five contracts that we have.
Sim says the supply puzzle hasn't been put together yet, but all the pieces are on the table. He says one of the big issues that would allow the company to be more comfortable with its options would be off-season storage, which is under construction and should be in operation for the winter of 2012-13. Additionally, he says, the Regulatory Commission of Alaska has not yet approved those contracts for the gas or for the storage facility. Confidence is returning slowly, so much so that NSTAR has notified the Energy Department that it supports the export license for the LNG plant. Sim says the plant is a major component of the gas field for producers, and they need its year-round incentive to encourage new exploration and new development. Gas that can be turned toward Anchorage whenever it's needed. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.